Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Kids. They grow up so fast. One day they're taking their first steps. And the next, they don't fit into the tiny sneakers they took them in. You blink your eyes and their princess dress is two sizes too small, and their dinosaur backpack isn't cool anymore. But don't cry because they're growing up. Smile, because you can profit off of it. For real, there are a bunch of parents on Depop looking for the stuff your kid just grew out of. Download Depop to start selling.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. Podcast time for you. Nice to have you with us on a Tuesday. What's up there? Al, boy, those dog walks must be awesome right now with this weather.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
That 2 a.m. walk with the wind off the ocean when it's 17 degrees, oh, my God.
Yeah, I got to tell you, one of the things that I've noticed in doing this is that gloves, winter gloves...
Don't work. They work for a minute or two.
They work for a very short period, short amount of time, and then my hands are numb and freezing in the gloves.
They trap the cold.
So we was having this discussion on the Boomer and Geo show a couple of weeks ago. It somehow came up.
Okay.
And a woman called me off the air, and she said, hey, she goes, I had the same problem walking a dog. No. She goes, there's a company that makes these, what they call lobster gloves, where the glove looks like a lobster claw, where your index finger, and you have your thumb goes in one.
Right.
Index finger and middle finger in one opening, and then pinky ring finger in the other, so you look like you're holding a lobster.
Okay.
She said, they're made by a company that does snowboarding. They're based in Colorado. They're for when people ride mountain bikes in the freezing cold.
Okay.
She goes, I got them. She goes, they're expensive. She goes, they're the only thing that works. So I said, okay, and I got the brand name and I ordered them. They were $90
for a pair of gloves. The review.
My hands are freezing. So they went back.
They didn't work.
They did not work. So they went back. So I asked Grok. I went through this Grok thing. I said, listen, Grok, this is what's going on. This is what was recommended. I've tried everything. And Grok's suggestion now was to get 100% merino wool glove liners. Okay. So they look like gloves. It's 100% merino wool, not half merino wool, half polyester. You got to find the real merino wool gloves that you wear under your mittens. Mittens.
You can, as a man, wear mittens.
Oh, I'll wear mittens.
Mittens?
Yes.
Those are for children.
Well, I'm not going to wear like knitted mittens. I'm going to wear like a manly Carhartt who makes man stuff. They make mittens, which I have from previous years.
All right.
So I'm going to try that today. I'm going to put the merino wool gloves on with the individual fingers, because the Grok said then when you have to pick up poop with the dog poop bag, you just slide your hand is still covered. I'm going to try that.
Putting those back on?
Yeah, then you put it back on, but in that quickly where you pick up the dog poop.
Oh, I see what you're saying, because you have the dog bag. And
yes, you could still do it.
Yeah, what about heated gloves?
I could go that, I guess, in some sort of heated thing. That could be the next
thing. I have a
thing.
Heated vest.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. That's what we play. You know, I play golf a lot with my son when it's 40 degrees, 38 degrees. It's not fun, but we get out there. The heated vest has made a big, big difference. You know?
Who makes that?
Oh, I couldn't tell you the name. I have like five of them. I have, no, four of them at home. I don't know.
We just order on like Amazon?
Yeah, but the key is getting the proper battery that gives you enough life that, so I don't know how the gloves would work, but it's got to be a thin enough battery, but big enough that it will be able to stay on for 4 hours.
Is it a rechargeable
hours.
Situation?
Yeah. Yeah. And they work really work well. Like to the point where I'll get in the car after a round and like my chest is sweating still because it's just warm. And if the middle of your body, like if your core is warm, you're kind of good.
Yeah. For whatever reason, like the jacket I wear, I feel like my core is warm. My hands are not warm, and my face,
Tom Coughlin.
I really wrap up. Yeah, I feel like Tom Coughlin in Green Bay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm trying all my different things.
Yep.
Do you like a good holiday movie, a Christmas movie?
I mean, I've seen them all. Do I think it's neat to come home on a Saturday night? Go out to dinner, come home on a Saturday night at 9 o'clock and see, you know, Christmas Vacation. Yeah. Or The Grinch. Yes. But I'm not into any new Christmas, like this Hallmark channel that my wife and all these women watch like nonstop because it's nothing but holidays movie. I'm not into any of that. But yeah, I like them, sure.
Yeah. So Netflix now is almost like they're not Hallmark movies, but they should be called Hallmark movies, because Netflix every year they put out these Christmas movies and they're like these rom-com.
Yeah, no, I'm not into that.
Yeah, so yeah, and they're on.
They're all the same.
It's like they always have this thing where it's like the woman's in a tough spot. Like she just divorced.
That's because she can't drive while she's telling a story.
Correct. The woman's in a tough spot. She's very attractive, but for some reason we pretend she's not in the movie.
Right.
A really handsome rich guy takes a liking to her. She can't believe the rich handsome guy's interested in her, even though she's beautiful. And then it turns out he does like her.
Mm-hmm. And then they get together just in time for Christmas Eve.
You know, yes.
I know.
This is the one thing I think even women haven't figured out. Men do not care what you do for a living. Men don't care if you're poor. Men don't care if you work at Walmart for your career.
Men are pigs.
If you're a good-looking woman, a man does not care.
No, now, every man is going to be interested in a good-looking woman. Now, you open your mouth and you're a pig, you know, you might turn some guys off, but initially, if you're attractive, men are going to be interested.
But a woman would not be interested in an attractive man who works at Walmart or Target or Burger King.
No, I think they'd have to meet one another and get to know one another first for her to continue on, as opposed to, hey, I have a friend of mine whom you might be interested in. Oh, what does he do for a living? Well, he's a cashier at Lowe's. Not interested.
Yeah.
But had those two met randomly, hey, this is so-and-so, they hit it off, you go out a couple of times, and then what do you do for a living comes up, you might stick with them because you got to know them a little. But you always talk about the personality. If given the chance, you might hang with them. But if that first thing comes up, you're in trouble.
But if you were a single man, Jerry, and you were at a Boomer event.
Yeah.
And there was a beautiful woman there, and you're like, well, what's that girl do for a living? Oh, she works at Lowe's. You'd be
fantastic.
Like, great.
Great. Want to get a drink?
You wouldn't be like, Lowe's?
I don't care.
In fact, that would be the full conversation. You work at Lowe's. What? So you're good at fixing things around the house? That's interesting.
Here's the better conversation. Who's that girl? What does she do? She's an attorney. Crap.
Yeah. I'm out. Yeah, I guess maybe, you know what? Maybe women get it the opposite way. So we're saying that women are not interested in men who
don't
have,
make money.
Who don't make a ton of money. And men don't care. But maybe men don't want to date women who are making a lot more money than them or are in power positions. So maybe that's the equivalent.
I'm not saying it's right on any level, but I do think that's the thing. I mean, I think it's very, I've told you 100 times when that 6 month period in my life when I didn't have a job, or I shouldn't say that. The only job I had was working one night a week at this radio station for about $50. It's like not having a job. And my wife was bringing in all the money. I felt like a piece of trash. You feel useless. You feel like a failure. And there is whether you should or you shouldn't, there's a feeling of just, I don't know. You just don't feel equal, you know? So I do think that's a thing.
Yeah. I'm trying to think in my life, women, like, did I, since working at WFAN, I only dated one woman who made more money than me.
Okay.
And that, I didn't mind that because I'm happy with what they pay me here. So yeah. I wasn't like I was making no money.
I think it's a conversation to be had about, you know, you were just dating a woman. You weren't living, were you living with her?
No.
Right. So if you're not living with her, none of those household bill questions come into play
right,
to where status becomes an issue. You were living on your own. You went out. You had no problem paying. If she wanted to pay, fine. But it wasn't, I'm assuming it wasn't like you make more than, I wouldn't even think it came up.
Yeah. Now, the other time it happened was in 1997 when I was making $19,000 and the woman was making $35,000 and she was awake. You make what? And this was legitimately like 9 months into our relationship.
I can't believe, I would understand a few dates into a relationship. That not coming up seems very invasive.
I agree.
9 months in, you had not discussed salary at that point?
No. Really weird. I know. It
that
sounds very strange.
Damn.
I remember where I was, too. We were walking by the water in Florida.
And she broke up with you soon after that.
Well, I think that relationship lasted a year. So, yeah, probably 3 months after that.
I would love to know what her, when she went home and she got on, because I'm maybe not texting yet. And she got on the phone with her girlfriends.
Yeah.
What the conversation was.
So can you believe this loser?
Yeah, but I don't think she would have thought of you as a loser if she was with you for 9 months at this point. You know, almost like, I can't believe the man I think I love can't support me. Maybe that's the conversation.
Maybe.
Or couldn't support us.
Yeah.
You know, well, what do I do now? Well, you break up with him. Okay.
Who's the
fool?
Give
me a couple months.
Who's the fool now, Cheryl?
I like that you don't remember her name.
Oh, I remember, Jerry. I don't forget.
I'm sure.
The steel trap mind.
Have you kept up with her?
I mean,
social media?
Yeah, I guess on Facebook years ago. I remember. I know she's married with children now.
Okay.
But yeah, I do remember after we broke up, she moved from Tampa to Seattle.
Wow.
I mean, you could not get further.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Further away
for sure.
From Tampa, Florida, yep, than Seattle, Washington, I believe.
Interesting.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yeah, so Netflix has these total cheeseball movies. And then do you get into Christmas music at all?
A little bit. I would say the week of Christmas.
Will you put on a playlist of Christmas songs?
No, but I will. I think 101.1 CBS FM does a good job of playing.
Well, that's a good idea.
They start mixing in Christmas music more and more as you get closer. I don't even think I have any Christmas songs in my Spotify. No.
I have a nice Al's Boring Christmas playlist on Spotify, and I really feel like I've got it really fine-tuned.
Okay.
I just asked during the program today if anybody had any new Christmas songs that I said, give me a Christmas song that you love that you don't think I'm even aware
of. Oh, I don't have that.
So I did this last year, and last year I got a couple of good ones that I had not been aware of, and I went and I took people's recommendations, and I found a couple of good ones. This year, I have not gotten anything that I wasn't aware of already.
I am finding it hard to like new Christmas music.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the country artists do it. A lot of the entertainers do it. But I don't know. There are songs, and I know some have remade them better than the originals, for sure. I'm not saying that they haven't. At this point for me, I feel like it would take a lot to replace the classics I've listened to my entire life. It's got to be like just off the charts great.
Yeah.
For me to take away, whether it's the Bruce one, the Culture Club, the Culture Club one back in, or is it?
It was not Culture Club. Waitresses?
80s band. No, not the Waitresses. It's.
Give me the, what's the song?
Oh, I couldn't tell you right now. I'm thinking in my head of the list of.
Wham?
Maybe.
Last Christmas?
Is that George Michael?
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. You know, all the ones that we grew up, even like Dean Martin. Like, I don't know. They don't need to be remade.
Right, because here's the thing. You're only listening to them once a year.
Yeah, that's it.
So you don't really get sick of them because you're not hearing them a lot. And you get a nice rest before they come back.
Yeah, 11 and a half months. And I find the new ones, they're cheesy. Like, I don't know.
Every once in a while, you get a really interesting one. Like, a couple of years, it's probably 10 years ago now. But Bob Dylan put out a Christmas album.
You're kidding.
No, and it had some good stuff on it.
Wow. I don't even know that.
Bob Dylan Christmas. It's a good album.
Can you understand what he's saying?
Yeah.
You can.
He actually, I swear, he does a version that goes,
now that would be funny.
In fact, I remember I removed the. I had gotten sick of the Bob Dylan one, so right. I removed it from my playlist.
Right.
I might have to add those back in. Bob Dylan Christmas.
I'm trying. All right, so let's see. I'm going to do the top Christmas songs of all time.
Oh man, you're going to get the.
No. I'm not going to go through classics. Them all. I'm just curious. Like, all right, here, the top 10. All I Want for Christmas, the Mariah Carey one comes in at number one.
Yeah, that's a very popular one.
Yeah, The Last Christmas, that's the one I'm talking about. I said, who did I say? I meant Bing Crosby. I said Dean Martin. Crosby. I'm a little twisted here. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee. No one needs to redo that. Like that. Just
and yet they will.
But it'll never be that.
Right, it'll never beat that one.
Yeah, all of these. Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Yeah, I mean...
I'm going to throw a couple unique ones at you.
Okay. Ones I've heard?
Probably some you heard. Do you know Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight by the Ramones?
Maybe.
That one's pretty good.
Maybe.
Christmas Duel.
Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. Let's pick this up tomorrow.
A Christmas Duel, The Hives with Cyndi Lauper. That's a good one. It's a little dirty. It's a little dirty, Jerry.
That's not ringing a bell, but maybe.
Okay. I'm scrolling here. The Season's Upon Us by Dropkick Murphys is a good one that was recommended to me.
Maybe.
It's about family fighting the whole Christmas time, so that's fun.
It's amazing how prevalent that is.
Yes. I played this last year for you. I like when a band just takes one of their hits and remakes it for Christmas.
Okay.
Like last year I played you during the warm-up show, Christmas Dirtbag by
Yes!
Wheatus.
That was awesome.
That's a great one.
I do like that one.
And we can't play it here on the podcast or we'll get flagged. But
I know.
Like I'll start playing them in the warm-up show.
That's cool.
There's another one I found this year. Do you remember the great 80s song, 8675309?
Jenny. Yeah, of course.
Jenny.
Yeah.
By Tommy Two-Tone. They have Santa Jenny. It's Christmas lyrics you know set to the tune of...
That's cool.
That's a cool one. I'll play that tomorrow on the show. What other ones do I have here? Anything interesting? Christmas at the Airport by Nick Lowe is a good one.
Okay.
Guy who's stuck and can't get home. Otherwise, it's a lot of the same old, same old.
I would think they probably are a lot of the same old, same old.
I feel like Twitter's dead, Jerry. My Twitter. Like, for me to put something out there and get a response now.
Okay.
Twitter wants fighting. They want you to fight. So if I put something out like, hey, what Christmas songs do you have out there that I may not know about that you think are great songs?
Right.
That gets very
no
little.
No replies?
It's not getting in people's feeds.
Hmm.
But if I were to say...
Christmas songs suck.
If you like Donald Trump, you suck. Or you Joe Biden fans can suck it. That would get a million... Like, it wants fighting.
It wants controversy.
For engagement, yeah. And I don't like that. Like,
I don't either.
I like to be able to write something stupid or a stupid observation that would get traction. It just doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
That stinks.
I know my Jerry Jones photo, for me, did quite well.
Yeah.
Which surprised me, actually. But I don't really get reaction to anything.
Yeah, it's funny.
Very little. I find Instagram gets more reaction now than Twitter does.
Yeah, Instagram's just so tough now with the ads.
It's brutal.
So many
it's brutal.
Ads.
Yeah, I know.
And like you said, like all the people you're not following that you see all their stuff, unless you go in and manipulate the menus.
Who are these kids?
Yeah.
You know, and John Jackstone, who's that? Suggested for you. Why? Because he's a man with kids? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It's no good.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to, like, I do still enjoy Twitter when I come in the morning and looking at the For You column. I do find a lot of humor in
there. That's where I get a lot of the sound from now.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of it comes through that in the morning, and it's very helpful, especially if we're not going to have a tape up any longer at all going forward. It does help, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know how many people on Twitter that follow you are real people. I don't know how many people on Twitter that follow you are really active any longer. A lot of mediums seem dead to me. The biggest one right now just seems to be YouTube is the most alive. Everything, I don't, and I'm not on TikTok, so I can't speak to that. Everything else seems just kind of, like it's
maybe
run its
it
course.
Is, maybe, because I'm not on TikTok either. Maybe it is all on TikTok now.
Maybe. I'm not joining TikTok.
Me neither.
It's enough.
I drew the line.
I don't even like the fact that I still have a Facebook account, even though I haven't logged in years. But I still do have an account. It's like, I want to be like Eddie. I just want to disappear. I don't mean retire. It's like all the social media, get off it.
Get off everything.
Yeah, just be done with everything. But I've said that for years, and I don't.
Well, I don't think you can have this. You can work at WFAN and
no,
be off it completely.
But I could start another Twitter page as, you know, Johnny Jones 123, and just follow the reporters I need to follow.
Yes.
I don't need to have any in the, and it's not the engagement with the good listeners. Those people are great, and there's a lot of nice people we've met. The problem is they're so far outnumbered by the a-holes that you don't even look at replies anymore very much.
Yeah. Know? That's one of the things, like, I've heard Joe Rogan talk about social media, and I feel this way too. It's like every once in a while you get something really great on there.
Yeah.
But what is the, as you're talking about, what is the ratio of crap, negative feelings that you get from it? What's the ratio to finding something great?
You know, it's tough.
And But that's, I think that's the thing that keeps people like me coming back, right? So I might be fed up with it, then see something great. Be like, oh, this thing's great.
It's got its moments.
Yeah.
It absolutely has its moments. But, you know, for instance, even the photo of me and Jerry Jones. Okay, fine. There's a lot of nice comments in there. I'm not going to claim that there aren't. Some of them, though, are just gross. Like, what did I do to you that you hate me so much? It's amazing. And it's been years of this, and it doesn't bother me anymore, clearly. Otherwise, I wouldn't, you know, look or laugh about it. But, like, even when I put down, hey, just trying to promote, like I did on Saturday, I made a graphic with ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Rutgers at Michigan on Sports Radio 660 AM at 4 p.m. That's it. Just promoting the game because the Nets were on FM, just so people know where we are. I mean, the first one, who cares? The next one, nobody cares about Rutgers. The next one, your team sucks. The next one, you suck. And you finally get to one, hey, love listening to you when you do games. Oh, that's nice. Next one, drop dead. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Like, okay.
And I'm not avoiding the comments on YouTube. For this podcast, I'm not avoiding it. I don't think of it. I don't think to look because...
Do we have comments?
Yeah, so it's funny because I don't think to look because we have so few views. I don't even think there'll be comments there. But Izzo one day, a couple of months ago, said, you ever look at the comments on your YouTube videos? I said, no. I said, I don't even think of it.
Yeah.
He goes, actually, pretty positive.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I'm going to go check them out.
Really surprising.
That was really surprising.
One day... Maybe a couple weeks ago, I was just randomly going through them. And I would say, for the most part, very positive comments.
What's wrong with you people?
Yeah, step your game up.
That's very nice.
So maybe that. But that I used to feel that way about Instagram. Like, Instagram used to have, for the most part, more nice comments.
That's changed?
I think that's changed because Instagram used to be people's faces as their profile. And then now that's changed where people are
I didn't know that.
Like a Steelers logo or something.
Yeah, I think mine's a cartoon photo of me.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure.
So as soon as that.
Yeah.
Then I can't take your comment, your negative comment seriously if you're not showing your face.
Yeah,
I'll take your positive comments very seriously if you're not showing your face.
There
I'll
is be glad nothing to take better those. Than when someone spews hate at you.
Yeah.
And then you look at their profile and it's like husband, loving husband. Father of three, follower of Christ.
Right.
Really? Show God this post, you jerk off.
Jesus first. And they're just attacking people on social media.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yep. So funny.
Yep. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. We'll be back here tomorrow on a Wednesday?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll be back here tomorrow on a Wednesday. Until then, see ya!
Monster Energy. Everybody knows White Monster, Zero Ultra. That's the OG. It kicked off this whole zero sugar energy drink thing. But Ultra is a whole lineup now. You've got Strawberry Dreams, Blue Hawaiian, Sunrise, and Vice Guava. And they all bring the Monster Energy punch. So if you've been living in the white can, branch out. Ultra's got a flavor for every vibe. And every single one is zero sugar. Tap the banner to learn more.
America stands at the ready to build faster, achieve more. The future won't wait. And TC Energy is moving forward, confidently, connecting communities, industries, nations, here and abroad. At TC Energy, we deliver the North American natural gas and energy that powers communities across the U.S. to aim higher, grow stronger, and go further. TC Energy. Energy connected. Find out more at tcenergy.com.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.